On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Nick Fay. Nick is the host of The Brooklyn Buzz, a Brooklyn Nets podcast, and he's a contributor for Off the Glass, which is a website dedicated to covering stories related to the NBA. We discuss the Nets' performance in the play-in tournament. Also, we discuss Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, also the recent circumstances dealing with the Brooklyn shooting, and the keys to victory for Brooklyn to win the first-round playoff series against the Boston Celtics. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
DreamCloud is a luxury hybrid mattress made with premium materials at half the price. Every DreamCloud comes with $399 in accessories, plus an additional $200 off a 365-night trial, a forever warranty, and free shipping. Go to DreamCloudSleep.com today.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. Hear from leaders on a range of topics like sustainability and the path to net zero, genomics and other megatrends, technology, geopolitics, and more. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
The National Fire Protection Association is where hands-on meets high-tech, from solar safety to smart sprinklers, because NFPA believes constant unparalleled knowledge is real power. Discover the power of fire and life safety expertise at nfpa.org.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The Brooklyn Nets are in the NBA playoffs as they punch their ticket into the playoffs after beating the Cleveland Cavaliers in the play-in game in the 2022 NBA play-in tournament. Of course, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and others handling their business, beating Cleveland in the play-in tournament to earn a bid in the playoffs to take on the Boston Celtics in the first round of the NBA playoffs. To talk more about their performance in the play-in tournament and the other stars on the Nets, on the Brooklyn Nets, as well as other things going on in Brooklyn, we want to welcome a contributor to Off the Glass, which is a website dedicated to covering everything related to the NBA. And also, he's the host of the Brooklyn Buzz, which is a Brooklyn Nets podcast provided by Blue Wire Pods. Let's welcome him to the program, Nick Fay. Nick, welcome to the program.
What's up, Ed? How we doing?
All is well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. As I alluded to in the intro, the Nets punched their ticket into the NBA playoffs by winning the play-in game in this year's play-in tournament by beating the Cleveland Cavaliers. Overall, how would you grade the Nets' performance in the play-in tournament?
I would probably give it, B+, because at the end of the day, they got the job done. It wasn't necessarily the best performance of basketball. You know, they played really well in that first quarter, gave themselves a solid lead, and for the rest of the game, they were pretty much mediocre. So it was just kind of they handled business early in that one, got that 20-point lead, and just kind of made shots when they needed to. I think, you know, it kind of is almost a great summary of the season for the Nets, because there's flashes of this greatness in championship-level basketball, but then there's also stretches of, like, man, like, does this team even belong in the playoffs?
Yeah, it looked that to me as well, Nick. And, Brooklyn, we know what they're capable of doing. But like you said, there's flashes of the greatness, but then there's also their flashes. It could be mediocre at best. But nevertheless, they were able to take care of their business and beat Cleveland in the play-in tournament to earn a spot in the playoffs, 115-108. I want to get now to the other stars on this team. I want to start off with Kevin Durant. During the regular season, he averaged almost 30 points per game. He was in the top 10 in the league in points per game. Of course, Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers would go on to win the scoring title. Give me your thoughts on Kevin and his performance during the regular season this year.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin was great. You just look at the Nets record when he was out, and it was terrible. You know, they had that 11-game losing streak when Kevin Durant wasn't playing. And if KD did, you know, hypothetically play the whole season, the Nets would have been at a 50-win pace, and they would have, you know, not had to be in the play-in tournament. So KD really played at an MVP level this season, and he filled a ton of different roles for this team. You know, early on, it was a ton of scoring. But then as the season progressed and we got into the later portions closer to the postseason, you really started to see a lot of different defensive looks and really forced Kevin Durant to be the best passer that he's been in his career. You know, I believe he had a career year in terms of assists per game, and just was really able to make his teammates better. And then also when his offensive load is alleviated, you see, you know, defensive greatness, his ability to block shots, be a versatile defender, get his long arms in those passing lanes. So really, KD was great for this team, and it's especially in a year where there was a ton of drama and hiccups and different things that you couldn't really predict to, you know, the Kyrie Irving's absence, part-time play, and, you know, the whole James Harden saga, to even, you know, receiving Ben Simmons in the trade and him not really being able to play at all this season. So a lot of pressure was put on KD to perform this year, and he checked all the boxes for me.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned about chaos and drama. Kyrie Irving is a man of many moods. He can be a revolutionary. He can also be very interesting. But one thing is for sure, he is a certified superstar. And then some. Of course, you mentioned about him only being a part-time player this year because of the vaccine mandate that was in place in New York City. And now Mayor Eric Adams recently lifted the mandate only for entertainers. So Kyrie was only able to play in a few home games towards the end of the regular season. But when he was able to play on the road, he was so effective, and it made the big difference. Give me your thoughts on Kyrie and his play during this season.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy that went from not playing in the NBA to going part-time to then going to full-time, he's really been awesome. You know, just the ability to still play at a high level with having to take, you know, a week off at a time and then jumping back into an NBA game when he was part-time. And then when it became full-time, you know, there was a few hiccups, I think, with fatigue, especially on back-to-backs. body adjusting. But as you saw in the play-in game and as you saw yesterday in game one against Boston, he's fully in sync, fully in rhythm, and playing some of the best basketball of his career. You know, almost 70 points between the play-in game and game one, and, you know, I think maybe less than 10 missed shots.
All right, definitely. Kyrie is definitely a difference maker during his short time with the Brooklyn Nets. I want to talk now about Andre Drummond. We know Andre is somebody who's one of the premier big men in the league. We know what he did during his time in Detroit, short runs in Cleveland and L.A. and then in Philly, and then he winds up in Brooklyn. And we see I've seen a major difference in him in a short amount of time with Brooklyn, as, of course, coming through the deal with the Ben Simmons and the Seth Curry and, of course, with the James Harden and Paul Millsap trade. I mean, he's made a world of difference in terms of the rebounding and definitely getting points in the paint. Give me your thoughts on Andre and his short stint this year with Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think Andre Drummond is probably one of the most polarizing players on the roster in terms of you get these great moments where he looks like he could be, you know, one of the better big men in the NBA with just his physical ability in terms of just the size he is and the way that he can move. And then there's other plays where there's just, you know, lack of effort, mental mistakes, and just really not being fully engaged and playing to the best of his ability. So it's been, you know, some hot and cold, but given the net situation in the big man department, he brings a different type of physicality that they just haven't really had in a long time. So you see matchups where he can be really effective and then other matchups where, you know, it could be a little bit of a problem. You know, you saw yesterday in game one against Boston, defensively, he had issues on the floor, especially with the style of offense in which Boston plays, and having even a perimeter big man like Al Horford, a guy willing to take some of those 3-point shots. It's when you really get Drummond moving defensively is where some of the issues pop up. So it's going to be interesting to see what his role is like the rest of the series.
Awesome. I want to move along now to someone else that was brought to Brooklyn in the trade deadline from Philly, Seth Curry. We know Seth comes from a great pedigree. We know his older brother, Steph. We can go on and on about him, but Seth is just as great in his own right as well. Seth has become one of the solid shooters in the league, known for his long-distance shooting and being clutch when necessary. Give me your thoughts on how Seth has played during this season since his short time with Brooklyn.
Yeah, was a much-needed addition, especially with Joe Harris going down early in the season. The Nets desperately needed another elite three-point shooter. You know, Patty Mills was able to fill that role for a little bit, but Seth is just, you know, a couple tiers higher as an offensive player because he's not really just a three-point shooter. He's great from mid-range. He can handle the ball a little bit. He can make the right passes. You know, defensively, he's not great, but he understands how to play his role. And he's been a great addition to the team and also just providing a little bit more spacing for, you know, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. The biggest concern with Seth right now is he's been dealing with an ankle injury for essentially the last month or two of the season. And it's something that's not really going to heal until he's able to get a month of rest or something along those lines. So it's just kind of monitoring his health and seeing where he's at.
All right. And you mentioned his name earlier, Patty Mills. Patty is one of the veterans on the Brooklyn roster that has really kept them afloat this year. He finished in the top 10 in three-point percentage and also in three-point field goals made. And, of course, he's an NBA champion, being a member of the San Antonio Spurs. I got to ask you, give me your thoughts on Patty and his play this season.
Yeah, Patty was huge. You know, he was asked to fill a role that he didn't sign up for, especially with all of the James Harden stuff, the part-time Kyrie stuff, and just some of the other issues on the roster. He played a ton of minutes this year, and he was great. And, you know, there was a little bit of a stretch, February, March, and some of April, where he really struggled, but it was a lot of fatigue, and it's nice to see him finally start to find his rhythm again late in the season in the play-in, you know, knocked down a three yesterday. A great veteran, a great leader on this team, and just provides, you know, a spark of energy when he's out there. And he just does a lot of things that you love to see from a basketball player. And like I said, there was that rough patch, but he still just is the constant professional that you want with your organization.
All right, and I want to move along now to, you mentioned his name on a few occasions, and that's Ben Simmons. We know Ben is one of the premier defenders in the league, and he's got the potential to be a great NBA player. We saw flashes of it in Philly, then we saw how that whole thing just went chaotic, and then the trade happened for Harden. Simmons comes to Brooklyn, and we still have yet to see him play this year. He hasn't played in over a year, still dealing with the back issues. This is a two-part question, Nick. I want to ask you, What were your thoughts to the trade with Ben coming to Brooklyn? And second question is, what do you think he brings to the table when he's able to be healthy as a member of the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, this is a great question. I think, you know, given the situation with James Harden, you know, be it his decline as a player, but also him wanting out, being able to receive a player like Ben Simmons back in a trade is huge. And then also getting the complimentary pieces and, you know, Steph Curry, Andre Drummond, and a few draft picks. I think as a Nets fan, you have to love that package coming back because of the way Harden was acting and the way he was playing. You know, obviously he purposely didn't play well in a couple games at the end of his Brooklyn tenure. So it's good that they were able to still receive, you know, great players and great assets for him, even with him not playing at his best level. In terms of what Ben can bring is, Ben can bring a lot to this team in terms of what they need. They need an elite defender. He can be that guy. He's a guy that you can throw on essentially, you know, 1 through 5. You can put him on some of the best wing players in the NBA, provide you a level of rebounding, provide you another great athlete on the floor, somebody who's extremely versatile defensively, but also offensively can do some different things given he'll be playing next to KD and Kyrie and Steph Curry and, you know, Joe Harris potentially next year in terms of, like, he's not going to be asked to shoot the ball. He's going to be asked to set things up, finish dunks, roll to the rim, and do some of the dirty work. So almost on paper, this might be the perfect role for Ben Simmons if he's able to get healthy and just find his groove with his team.
I want to stay with Ben just for a moment. You said that he will be able to score points by doing the dirty work. He won't have to worry about that as a result with KD, Kyrie, also along with Seth, and then with Joe Harris coming back next year. Then you've got Goran Dragic in the mix as well. Do you think Ben needs to be a complete player if he develops an outside shot? That was really the big weakness to his game when he was in Philly. He couldn't work on the outside shot. Do you think if he develops that outside shot, do you think he'll be even a stronger force for Brooklyn next year?
Yeah, I mean, if he develops that outside shot, I think him as a player, his ceiling raises substantially because it just opens another element to his game, because we're talking about a guy that is 6'8", 6'9", moves like a guard, is an elite athlete, and can really just create a lot of mismatches because, you know, the smaller guys are too small for him and the bigger guys just can't move like him. So if he's able to put pressure on a defense from the three-point line, it just opens up so many different things for him. You know, he has worked on a three-point shot a little bit. We've seen a couple clips posted by the Nets with him working on some mid-range stuff as well. I don't think we could anticipate it happening over a year, but progressively maybe over the next couple seasons it could be a thing. But at the end of the day, if he never develops a jumper, I still think he has, you know, potential to be, you know, a top 25 player in this league just because of how he can excel in so many other areas and put in the right situation. And as we know in Philadelphia, they have Joel Embiid, you know, the best center in the NBA or arguably the best center, and there wasn't room to operate in the paint when Joel was on the floor. So now in a situation where the Nets don't really have that presence, yeah, they have Andre Drummond, but he's not necessarily a long-term piece or somebody that you need to play huge minutes. So there's just a different type of opportunity on the floor for Ben Simmons. And again, just the amount of gravity a guy like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and even the shooting of Seth and Joe can provide would just allow him to play with such an open floor that he really hasn't played with in years. You know, there was a couple stretches in Philadelphia where Joel was out and they went small and there was a lot of spacing. But other than that, it was just a lot of cluttedness and just lack of space for him to operate.
All right. And, you know, before we get back to basketball, I know a lot of people know about the recent circumstances dealing with the Brooklyn shooting and whatnot. I know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, the shooting had taken place just a few blocks from where the Brooklyn Nets practice. I want to ask you, what, you know, going forward with the home playoff games, what security measures have been taken in terms of making sure people feel safe at Barclays, and also what have the Nets done anything in terms to deal with the recent circumstances dealing with the whole chaos that happened in the borough?
Yeah, I mean, I believe it happened actually the day of the playing game, and obviously, you know, best wishes to everybody that was involved, and hopefully everyone is doing better. From my understanding, there was no deaths, so that's always a positive. But again, you know, just created a huge, you know, fear and shock and sadness in the city. From my understanding, you know, the city has really upped their security, and at Barclays Center for games, there's been an increased amount of, you know, armed security in terms of, you know, the police force being there around Barclays Center. The Nets had a moment of silence before the game started in that play-in game. So the team is definitely Barclays Center and New York City have definitely taken measures to make people feel more comfortable and safer in regards to that. So, you know, hopefully everything goes smoothly moving forward.
All right, solid. And let's get back into basketball now. So now we know that Brooklyn and Boston, they had a game one for the ages. Kyrie Irving, man, what can you say about him? 39 points, outstanding game. KD struggled, looking to hopefully go onward and upward for the remainder of the series. So I got to ask you, what are the keys to victory for Brooklyn, in your opinion, to win the series against the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, I think yesterday you look at the game, and I wouldn't say Brooklyn played well throughout four quarters. You know, there were spurts the second quarter and the fourth quarter. There were some great moments, but in that first quarter, the way it started, a lot of mental mistakes, a lot of sloppiness, and you could say the same thing with the third quarter, where you could argue that run Boston had to start the third lost the Nets the game. And I think the real keys for them is not to have these stagnant, sloppy stretches where they have these mental mistakes, they have these turnovers, and allow the other team to get on a run and take themselves out of rhythm. I think they just need to be focused and engaged and locked in for 48 minutes, or at least close to it, and just remove some of these bonehead plays. And we saw a lot of them yesterday for a team, like we talked about early on, you know, they can play at a championship level, but they also can play at a low level. And there's just some mistakes you see from the Brooklyn Nets in a playoff game that aren't acceptable. You know, one that sticks out from yesterday is, you know, there was an inbound pass and no one came back to get the inbound, and Boston was able to force a turnover and grab a free 2 points, which is arguably the difference in the game. Or just, you know, at times lack of urgency. You know, on the fast break, KD throws the ball to Bruce Brown. He goes for a slow layup and Jaylen Brown comes in and sends it. You know, in that situation, you have to be urgent. You have to attack with a level of force, go up for the dunk and make sure you're getting that ball through the hoop or getting to the free throw line. So I think, you know, just playing engaged and playing playoff level basketball for an entire game is the key to the Nets, because I think their talent alone covers up a lot of mistakes and some of the issues that they're not going to be able to correct, but they just have to be focused and engaged and at least make things relatively difficult for the Celtics. There's just too many possessions where, you know, they're not set up defensively or there's a miscommunication and there's no help under the rim. Those things just can't happen in the playoffs.
Rightfully so, and definitely they were tested in the first game, and hopefully they can get back to winning ways, because this is definitely going to be a long series between these two teams. And again, Nick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do over at Off the Glass, and also you're the host of the Brooklyn Buzz, a Brooklyn Nets podcast. Tell everybody what you do over with the Brooklyn Buzz.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Ed. This was great. Always fun talking Nets basketball, and do great work with the show. You know, in OTG basketball, I do a little bit more behind-the-scenes stuff. If you want to hear more of my opinions, definitely check out the Brooklyn Buzz, which you can find on all streaming platforms. I host that with Jack Manuel. We recap after every single Nets game. We react to every bit of Nets news that's out there. So constantly posting content on there. And you can always find me on Twitter at Nick_Fay_. And always posting Nets clips, comments, whatever it is. Any type of Brooklyn Nets, you know, information you're looking for, or you just want to, you know, ask a question, throw a topic at me, a hot take, whatever it is, feel free to reach out.
Awesome. And again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Off the Glass, the Brooklyn Buzz, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, you can check out OTGBasketball.com. And like I said, my Twitter name is Nick_Fay_. You can find me on Twitter and Brooklyn Buzz. You know, type it into any, you know, podcast streaming platform and we should pop up right there. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Nick Fay. He's a contributor to OTG Basketball. That's Off the Glass, where they cover anything and everything related to the NBA. And he's a host of the Brooklyn Buzz, which is a Brooklyn Nets podcast, brought to you by Blue Wire, which is the sports media network, giving you all your podcasts that you need. Nick, thank you so much, my man, for coming on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
No problem, Ed. My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
145/92. 180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
Stop avoiding your erectile dysfunction issue. Peak Performance for Men is offering your best offer yet. Call today to book your free consultation and free blood flow evaluation. 1-800-210-8181. Peak Performance for Men helps over 80% of men who receive the treatment experience long-term improvement. Let the experts at Peak Performance for Men help you today. All it takes is one phone call for a free consultation. Free blood flow evaluation. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181.
I might lean back with my feet on the desk to look calm, but in my head I'm wondering, how do I deal with the business side of my new sneaker business?
Hey, it's me, your voice of reason, telling you to get QuickBooks.
Something's telling me I should get QuickBooks.
So you can get paid, run payroll, and know where your business stands from the start.
So I can get paid, run payroll, and know where my business stands from the start.
Now focus on your anniversary, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. QuickBooks payroll, QuickBooks payments, and QuickBooks online account required.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritsas woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away 2 Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away 2 Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Fay, host of the Brooklyn Buzz, a Brooklyn Nets podcast, and a contributor for Off the Glass, which is a website dedicated to covering stories related to the NBA. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away 2 Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I might lean back with my feet on the desk to look calm, but in my head I'm wondering, how do I deal with the business side of my new sneaker business?
Hey, it's me, your voice of reason, telling you to get QuickBooks.
Something's telling me I should get QuickBooks.
So you can get paid, run payroll, and know where your business stands from the start.
So I can get paid, run payroll, and know where my business stands from the start.
Now focus on your anniversary, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. QuickBooks Payroll, QuickBooks Payments, and QuickBooks Online Account required.